Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA. Back with Cameron in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
A report that has been shown to be erroneous was released 12 years ago, and it's still impacting animal agriculture. It was called Livestock's Long Shadow, claiming a huge amount of greenhouse gas emissions coming from the livestock industry. Cameron Brouette with JBS USA is their director of sustainability, says this report has been proven wrong, but still it lingers.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's baked into the debate, unfortunately. It came from a group of experts and it had some strong backing, and even though the data was incorrect, people still believe that. It's just baked into the debate. But I would say this, you know, over the last 12 years since that report has come out, there's been a lot less focus on greenhouse gas emissions. We've really moved beyond that into an overall environmental conversation about water and energy use, and more focus on animal welfare. So while it's all related to sustainability, you know, I don't necessarily think the greenhouse gas emission challenge should be the first priority of the cattle industry.
So as we, you know, when you look at this overall debate we're at right now, the perception versus reality.
Look, the modern day consumer is bombarded with so much messaging by biased individuals that it's very difficult to break through all that noise. I mean, there's something like 10 to 15,000 consumer messages that are delivered every single day. So how do you break through that noise? But the reality for our industry is, look, demand is growing. Product continues to fly off the shelves. So we're doing something right. The question is, can we continue to produce these high quality products without kind of shooting ourselves in the foot by making everything free from something or taking on a negative perception when it comes to our products? We want consumers to feel good about products they already enjoy.
You mentioned in your presentation about your time at the Global Roundtable and the fact that you were able to step up and be a voice for beef production against some of these NGOs. The World Wildlife Fund is the one we hear so much about by some groups that are upset with any cattle producers interacting with the Global Roundtable or U.S. Roundtable. Why was it important that we were there?
It's important for a number of reasons. The primary reason is this. If we all sit in the room together and just talk to ourselves, I can tell you what the outcome of that meeting is going to be. We're all going to feel good about it, and we're not going to move the needle at all. In today's modern age, you have to collaborate. Not with your adversaries, right? So the Humane Society is not a part of these roundtables. But you have to collaborate with people who you might not necessarily consider an ally. Because if the World Wildlife Fund, whose mission is to preserve the environment, which I've never met a cattle producer who didn't share that mission, if their mission is to preserve the environment, and we can do things on our operations that contribute to that mission and make them feel good about what we're doing in the U.S. when it comes to cattle production, then they become your advocate. And they're a much more credible source of information to those people that we're trying to influence than we are. The other good thing that comes from a collaboration is it challenges some of our deeply held beliefs. Nothing has come out of the Global Roundtable that would fundamentally alter the way that we produce beef in the United States. What it has done is it's helped educate the environmentalists. We've been educated on what their concerns are, and we've met in the middle in a way to try to reach common ground. It hasn't been perfect. There's been blood on the floor. There's been disputes, but that's the nature of a roundtable. At the end of the day, we now have more advocates and more sectors around the world for beef and beef sustainability than we ever did when it was just ranchers sitting in a room talking to packers.
Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.